God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and truly we are blessed, and we're blessed with all those spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. And the heavenly realm has no sickness, no poverty, no depression, no anxiety. These are the real spiritual blessings available to us in the heavenly places. No sickness, no poverty, no depression, no lack. Faith is required to manifest the spiritual blessings into the physical world. And so how we do that is that we call those things which are not as though they were. The things that are not manifested in our life, those spiritual blessings, they're in the heavenly realm. We call them into existence. Like God said, let there be light. There was light. God calls those things which are not as though they were. And when we do that, when we say what God says, then those spiritual blessings start to manifest. Those spiritual blessings that God has already provided start to impact and change the world that we live. Change our world, because we're walking by faith and we're not walking by sight. We're not looking at the things in the senses realm. And now we have that Spirit of God. You know, we have that direct access into the courts of heaven. We have that direct access to the throne of grace that we might find mercy and help in the time of need. And God is with us, and we're very powerful people. We've really got to believe who we are in Christ. We've got to believe what God has made available to us. And as we orientate our minds and our heart and our speech and our actions, then we start to manifest what God has made available in Christ. So God has done everything in Christ. It's already done. Everything has been made available to us. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have these supernatural blessings, and God has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world. Now we are heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're holy. We're without blame before him in love. We are his children according to the good pleasure of his will. We have been redeemed and forgiven of all sins according to his riches of his grace. He has made known unto us the mystery of his will. We have obtained an inheritance. We have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our eyes have been enlightened that we may know the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint is. You know, we're rich, spiritually rich. And now we need to manifest this richness into the senses realm, into our daily living, into our thinking, into our speech, into our actions, into our ministering. We have been sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We got Christ in us by way of the Holy Spirit, the hope of glory. And we are complete in Christ. We're fellow laborers together with God, and we have that peace which passes all understanding, God's understanding. He wants us to know how to walk in authority, how to manifest the things that he's made available to us. And our spiritual eyes are open so that we can understand what God has accomplished through Jesus Christ. We have all these great and precious promises which are yes in Christ and amen in Christ. We are spiritually rich. We are heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ. We're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. And we now view our life from above rather than from beneath, because we're born from above. And our perspective is God's perspective. We don't take the perspectives of this world or of the news media or of somebody else's opinion. But we go from God's perspective. We see ourselves as God sees us. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So when we get the heavenly perspective, then we can start orientating our mannerisms, our way of life and living in that direction. And then we will start to manifest all that God has made available, because God has freely given us all things to enjoy. So those spiritual blessings, that word blessing is word. Now God has spoken his good word over and into our lives. It's a done deal from the heart of God. And we no longer talk from beneath now. God has spoken and proclaimed all spiritual blessings in our life. You know, we're in good stead with God because of what Jesus Christ made available. We put away this world's ways and its logic because we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're practicing those wonderful principles, truths, promises in our life. And we're not being conformed to this world's way, but we're being transformed daily by the renewing of our minds, that we put off the old man and its old ways. That old man programming we put aside, we reckon it dead, and we start to speak forth those heavenly words. God, he commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and he shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, you know, the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not, but we believed, and our eyes are no longer blinded by Satan. The God of this world is a defeated foe, and he wants you to speak negative words. He wants you to speak lack. He wants you to speak sickness. He wants you to speak worries, fears, and doubts, because he knows that he'll keep you in darkness and he'll keep you in fear. He's afraid that you'll realize who you really are, and you are very powerful in this world. You are a force to be reckoned with. And God has already made you very rich, very prosperous. And we just need to remember that Satan is a thief and he's a liar. And he wants you to live from this world's perspective. He wants you to live in a wilderness of lack and poverty and sickness, fear, traditions of men. And the way he does that is by getting you to speak his language, his thoughts, his ideas, which he promotes through this world, through the news media, through your traditional Christianity, through unbelievers, through different circumstances that he tries to create and bring against you. But when we're walking and being led by the Spirit of God, we start to recognize, you know, what is right and what is wrong. We have got our spiritual senses exercise to discern between good and evil. And you know, God has given us that Holy Spirit that we cannot be deceived. He's given us his graphe, the scriptures, that, you know, the written scriptures that we can also know. God has given us everything. He's armed us to the teeth. And you know, Satan wants to think that you're weak, you're small, that you can't live a good life, you can't live a powerful life, you can't live a healthy life, you can't live a prosperous life. But we've been delivered from the power, the exercise power of Satan. He's a defeated foe. He is under your feet. And the more you start to realize this, the more you'll come up into faith, and the more you'll start to declare what God says about you. And remember, God calls those things which are not as though they were, and we call those things which are not as though they were. See, Satan, he wants to get you in a position of fear, of insignificant, of not having anything, that you are just useless. But God says he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings. He's spoken good words into your life, and his words and word will come to pass. And as you receive them by faith, you receive it by faith, then you can start to manifest all those spiritual blessings. And the way that we do that is we are to speak forth what God says, you know, and we're to hold fast to his truth. And this is real. This is not a fairy tale. As you practice saying what God says, you'll start to see great things happen. As you speak unto the mountain to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe the words that you speak, you will start to see great things begin to happen. You'll see these big problems that you think are big problems as insignificant. You know, and it's not by might or by our power, but it's by the Spirit of God that we move those mountains. Is by declaring what God says, is by standing up straight, knowing who you are, that you are a son of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, clothed in righteousness, that you are the light in this world, that you are the source of the earth. And we just hold fast to the truths of who God says we are. And we got to remember, we're very rich. You know, we got all these spiritual riches which need to be manifested in our life. And as we get God's word in our mouth and we say it, that goes to our heart. Faith comes from your heart. And the more you practice that, the more you have the emotion attached to that of what you're saying, you'll really say it with faith. And we have to remember that we're rich in knowledge. We are rich in wisdom. We are rich in understanding. We are rich in truth. We are rich in inspired thoughts. We are rich in great ideas. We are rich in vision and direction. We're rich in strength. We are rich in peace. We are rich in joy. We are rich in love. We are rich in God's grace, that God does the works. We are rich in mercy. We are rich in compassion. We are rich in inspired heavenly words, which produces great results in the physical world as we stand fast and hold and declare them. And we're rich in good works. We're rich in health. We're rich in finance. We're rich with spiritual ability to bring to pass God's purposes here on earth in the lives of others. You know, God wants all men to be saved and to come unto a knowledge of the truth. He wants you to be that light in this world, and he wants you to declare his words. In Romans 15:13, it says, "Now the God of hope, expectation, fill you with all joy and peace in believing." See, if you want joy and peace, then we need to believe in what God says. We need to practice what God says. We need to understand that God is with us. God is for us. He's made us the head, not the tail. He's given us great direction, great principles to apply, great words to speak forth. And it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that you and may abound in hope." See, God doesn't just give us an expectation. He wants us to abound in expectation through the power of the Holy Spirit. Sandgate was sharing with me, if you are not feeling great, then ask God to make you happy. No, we can ask God things in our life that he can do for us. It's called a relationship with God, knowing that God is not going to say no to you, because God is not the no man. Like my kids call me the no man, you know, when they were younger. They used to say, "Dad, can I have this?" And I used to say, "No, no, you can't have it. Go and ask your mother." But God is not like that. God is a wonderful God, and he gives us all good things to enjoy. We are sons of God with power, guys. We've really got to believe who we are and realize that God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He wants us strong, and he wants us prospering. In Hebrews, it says in chapter 11, it says, "Now faith." And we have the faith of Jesus Christ, okay? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The things that we cannot see are spiritual. They're the spiritual things. And our faith says that we have those things now. So we declare it. We don't say, "Well, in the future, I'm going to get blessed." We say, "No, I am blessed right now. I am healed right now. I am prospering right now. I have great finances right now. I am blessed to be a blessing now." Now, in the senses realm, it may look totally different to that. But we are not moved by what we see. We are moved by faith. "The just shall live by faith." So we call those things, like God does, call those things which are not manifested in the senses world as though they are. So when God said, "Let there be light," there wasn't light before God said, "Let there be light." Then there was light. If you read Genesis chapter 1, you see what God called. You see what God said. And you see what became. So really, we are very powerful people. We have the Spirit of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew about words, and his words that he spoke were spirit and life. Your words are also spirit and life. If you're speaking the negative words of the world, that's death. So we don't want to speak those words, worries, fears, doubts, and negatives, but we want to speak those heavenly words that God puts in our heart. And there's all those great and precious promises that God has made to us today that are written in the scriptures that we can go and see and declare also. So we are very blessed. You know, we don't have to be anxious for anything, but everything's by faith. And we call it out, we say, and then we act as God shows us to act, as God leads us by the Spirit. We are to act. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, or him, it says. For he that cometh to God, number one, believe that he, God, is, and that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we go boldly to God, then we ask. Jesus Christ is our advocate. He's paid the price. God is not saying no to you. God is not saying no. So we need to start realizing who we are. If we want to start walking in power and we want to start manifesting this wonderful life that God says we can have now. John 10:10, you know, says the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Jesus Christ said, I am come that they, those that believe, might have life and have it more and abundantly. God wants us to have that fullness of life, that Zoe life. Fullness of life, joy, every need met in great abundance, that we can just really bless other people. We can bless ourselves. Like today, I believe God to supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And he has much richness and he can provide for us in many different ways. But it's such a blessing when we can give a gift, when we can see somebody else so blessed, so encouraged and so happy. And so, you know, we've had great joy. We've had great fellowship. We've had the family round. And we know who our God is. And we know our God supplies all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Romans 5:1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith. See, we're justified by faith. We're made righteous by faith. In other words, we have right standing with God. You're not on the wrong side of God. You are on the right side of God. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're born again of his Spirit. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you are righteous before God. You can stand before God without any consciousness of sin, shame, I messed up, I done this. You can stand before God just as boldly as your Lord Jesus Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. We can stand boldly before God. We can go to him. And it says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ because of what he accomplished. Through Jesus Christ's death, burial, resurrections, his suffering, he made this access to God freely accessible to us, that by faith we receive it. We receive salvation by faith. And we believe it in our heart and we say it with our mouth. At that time, we receive that spiritual reality of being born again. And it's the same to receiving anything from God. We believe in our heart and we say with our mouth and we can manifest all spiritual blessings because God wants us to manifest them. And it's as we go to God, as we have full confidence to God, as we trust in him, as we do what he puts in our hearts to do every day, he's not withholding anything from us. Romans 5:2 says, by whom? Jesus Christ, also we have access by faith into this grace. Grace is that God does the work for us, wherein we stand. We don't stand in fear. We don't stand in a fallen state, but we stand in this grace and we rejoice in the hope, that expectation of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations because we know God's going to deliver us, knowing that tribulation worketh patience and patience experience and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. See, everything that we've got is what God's given to us. Okay, it's not because we're so special in our own strength that we got it. It's because of what Jesus Christ accomplished, and we believe in that. For when we were yet without strength, it says in verse 6, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God, see, God has initiated everything for us. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. We've got nothing to fear. Unbelievers need to fear, not us. We don't fear because we are righteous before the Heavenly Father. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God. See, God wants us to have joy every day. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all that have sinned, because of Adam, his sin, Adam and Eve, they fell, so death passed on to all of us. For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who was the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man offence death reigned, because of Adam death reigned, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, see, righteousness is a gift, shall reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. See, God wants us to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. He wants us to live victoriously. He wants us to have vision and direction, and he's given it. And when we look to God, when we put our confidence and trust in God, then we will really, really move. You know, we will really manifest these spiritual blessings that have been made available. So we are healed. We are prosperous. We are delivered. We are victorious. We are forgiven. We are righteous before God. And so this is just really wonderful that we receive from God by faith. We call those things which are not as though they were. That's what God does. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee, talking about Abraham, a father of many nations before him whom he believed, God, who quickeneth the dead. See, God quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Well, we're children of the Heavenly Father. We've got the Holy Spirit in us. As Christ is, so are we in this world. God wants us to realize what has been made available through us, through what Jesus Christ accomplished, and that we are very powerful. We are very powerful. We have all these wonderful things, and the way that we receive those spiritual blessings is to declare them from our mouth, is to believe it in our heart and say it with our mouth, and to be led by God, and to allow God to work in us. So this is what was in my heart to share with you. And I pray you have a really, really great evening, whatever you're doing, remembering that you are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. That God always causes you to triumph. God is your provider. He supplied all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's given us great abundance. He's given us words to speak. He's given us seed to sow so that we can really shine in this light as great examples and lead many that are sat in the shadow of darkness and death and declare Jesus Christ and to declare God what is available, because God wants all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. So now is our time to shine. In a world that is gone crazy, our Heavenly Father hasn't gone crazy, and nor have we, because we know who we are, and we know who's going to have the last word. So we are victorious, sir. Really be blessed, and have a great, great day and week. Love you. God bless.